Last year, we elected a record number of councillors. We're now the second party in the Wimbledon constituency in terms of number of councillors. We had a massive leap forward. We topped the poll in every ward that we targeted. We were up against both Labour and the Conservatives in all those wards, and we beat them. Brexit is a big, big factor across, or certainly across the Wimbledon constituency. 72% Remain, a real passionate pro-European group of voters there. But also we have a great local team, of which I'm a part. And we put a lot of work in. We did the things that you need to do to get elected. And we bore the fruits of that, really. What people are telling me on the doorstep is, I debated him in 2017 in the election. He stood on a platform of opposing a hard Brexit. Less than 2 years later, he's now a government minister. He's backing Theresa May's hard Brexit deal that takes us out of the single market. That comes up over and over again. Fundamentally, he won't back his constituents. His constituents back a people's vote. They back overwhelmingly staying in the European Union. And that's why today I want to challenge him to a debate. I think his views have clearly changed. He won't back his constituents in what they want. And really, he should be, if he will not give people the final say, he should at least do them the courtesy of explaining why and being accountable for that change in his views. London is one of the most diverse cities in the world, not just in the UK. So there's a wide range of views across London. In my own ward of West Barnes, there are people who voted Leave who voted for me back in May. But I think however you voted, what you're getting is not what you voted for. The pledges of the Leave campaign are not being realised. Whether it's the money for the NHS, whether it's control over our laws. Just this week, we've seen Donald Trump saying that we're going to have to fall into line on food standards if we want to deal with the United States. So on a whole range of measures, people are not getting what they voted for. And the fundamental tenet of democracy is that you have to be able to change your mind. I think what he put to the people in 2017 was opposition to a hard Brexit. What he is delivering is not opposition to a hard Brexit. In the period between then and now, he's gone through a whole range of options. He's supported an EFTA deal for a while. He supported the failed Malthouse Compromise, as it was called, which was proven to be a completely unworkable. And now he's happened to get a job in government, and he happens to be supporting the Prime Minister. And I think, given that, and given how monumentous it is, as you said, this is a monumentous decision. The very least he can do, if he will not back a people's vote, if he will not give people the final say, which I think they deserve, and I know that his constituents support, then he should, at the very least, debate me, allow his constituents to see why he's changed his views, and be held accountable for that change. I've had exchanges of letters with him. Occasionally see him around in the constituency. Fundamentally, we don't agree. I think this isn't about me. This is about allowing his constituents and allowing him to put the case for what he is doing. Because the deal that he is backing doesn't only not have a majority in his constituency, it doesn't have a majority in Parliament, it doesn't have a majority in the country. It's very unlikely to pass when it comes back to Parliament again. He should be being held accountable for that. He can't be in Parliament because he's a minister. He has to vote with the government. But what he can do is sit down with me and debate and explain what it is that has made him change his mind and back this deal.